Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is comedian OK, and I use multiple names. I use comedian OK. I use organic OK. October 4963, and now we are live on the actual episode of Satisfying the Greatest Within You. So within this platform, for those out there. I don't know when you're going to listen to this audio, but I hope it's a time that this organic vibration level opens up into your ears, into your spirit songs, that it plays the soundtracks. I hope all these vibration levels that is around me and is injecting to you is there to extend the distance and make it closer to your vision of what you need at the moment that you need it. Thank everyone. I'd like to introduce everyone. If everyone will give me your name so I can let the airwaves know who's on the show program.
Hello, my name is Tina.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go right ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm a gentleman.
Okay. This is Cassandra.
And hi, my name is Ranzel Merritt. I'm a drummer, musician.
All right, I know I have some more vibration levels that I don't know if they're out of sync, but if we get a chance, if you can mention yourself.
Are we the only ones?
I think we are.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, all right, so moving along, what we're going to do here, I'm going to tune in a few things just for those that's trying to figure out. You're listening, yes, you're listening to this. It just happened. Okay, we lost some of the group members. You know, you go to the functions and things like that, and you tell everybody where to meet you at. And people don't want to meet you. They want to go to get them a cotton candy or candy apple, you know, and they miss some of the conversation. And they're upset because they didn't get all of it. They want to get their money's worth. And, so on this journey, this conversation, I'm going to enhance the actual, you know, perspective of others. And go up, you know, through the actual process. So for me, I'm a comedian and a motivational speaker. And on platforms of talking to others, it's some of the things that I feel like I'm, in a sense, I'm like a chef. You know, people are not putting orders for me to tell them certain things, but it's certain things that I can feel that they're trying to put me in a place where I can, you know, in a therapeutic way, pit them where the pain is not. And so I see myself, you know, bringing this platform where it's other people that have a place of information that they're trying to, in a sense, you know, cleanse. You know what I mean? It's like these muscles and spiritual vibration levels, when you don't use them, it's almost like if you lay in the bed for 2 months, it'd be hard for you to walk. And these components of your mind is so important that you have others, not to reassure you as somebody there to gospel in your ear and give you negative vibration, but there to enhance you, you know, as somebody nurturing the greater things in they self, it's got to be a greater thing within you because we collectively work together. And this, at this time, it's really showing us, if we really read all these books and watch all these different programs and movies that talk about family, and we talk about this like almost like watching soap operas, it's a time where we can actually reflect on what we were talking about meaning and put that out into the world, where the world can embrace these moments. And in the time of, you know, when somebody is desperate and vulnerable, it's not the time to waste time on the moments. They need emergency ER of information that's going to reconnect them where they got drifted and bring them to shore and nurture and hug them and give them the need that they need at that time. And because where you think you may not be is never saying that you may not be there one day yourself. So to have that importance connecting, you are not wasting your gift. Your gift is being a part of you, and you are cherishing each other's vibration level. Do y'all, what do y'all think about that? Is that something that some of y'all can identify with?
Very true. Very true, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Go ahead, Miss.
No, go ahead, Renzel.
It's funny. These times right now we're living in, we need something like this where we don't know each other. The spirituality brought us together earlier, and the spirituality of it is bringing us together again. If we need something like this, people need to talk to people we never met, and we're all feeling the same thing, and it's just coming together. It's like a church in a certain way where you don't know people, but you come for a certain reason. I'm coming and letting people express themselves and talk. And right now, hey, we need to talk to people, anyone that's on the same plane as us, trying to come together and just communicate and show some love, you know. Love governs all, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
That is a powerful message. And for those, if you're hearing that, that gentleman right there, can you say your name again?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Let me tell you, so I've been teaching online on Zoom. I'm teaching drums online now since I can't be in the classroom with kids. So I taught 7 kids this morning since 9 o'clock on Zoom. But yeah, okay. My name again is my name is Randy Ranzel Merritt. I'm a drummer and I teach music. And
okay, so I'm going to tune in for a moment, everybody, because this gentleman right here, he's talking almost like he's in an actual class, and we asked him to introduce himself. He's telling us he had been in school over 25 years, 30 years. Now he's coming back to get his bachelor's, doctorate, and telling us about his kids.
And it's fun. You know what? I'm enjoying teaching Zoom. I didn't know what Zoom was. I said, Zoom? What are we Zooming? What are we Zooming to? And now that I'm in Zoom, I said, oh, okay. I got one little girl. She didn't want to let me go. She wanted to show me her room, show me pictures. I said, I have to go. I showed her some things, some of my music. And so it's fun. It's starting to be fun, a different way of communicating, you know?
Yeah, one of the things you just gave a Zoom free advertisement.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, they can find you if that's an organic setting where you can be relocated and know where to find you at, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So in that capacity,
right.
I am looking for more shooting.
Yeah, it's just, I think one of the things I see is not a vision necessarily. I see a trailer, right? And the trailer is showing what is the best of what you're going to see. And for this, I think this is a place where a lot of opportunities within our thoughts, really a place where if you tell somebody something that it's really helping them and not you doing a favor for them, it's just something about how people tend to dissipate. When you ask for favors, and it may be the favor, you may be giving people something they really need. They don't necessarily want to be bothered with it until they feel like it's something that they want. Once they want it, they go out their way to obtain it by any means that, you know, they can get it. And it's a weird connection where people do things like that on a bigger level. And, you know, with this platform, in particularly, it's an open up. Like, I want to hear, conversations about yourself on as Pina, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I wanted to just add to the conversation that, you know, people seem to be trying to find their authentic self. You know, people out there are trying to find authentic people. And I think that it's very important that people understand that sometimes things will make you uncomfortable, but those mm-hmm. things that make you uncomfortable, they're not always a negative. Mm. And sometimes those things that make you uncomfortable are positive. Mm-hmm. And then once you get past, you know, leaving your fears, you know,
exactly.
you'll feel more about, you'll feel more closer to your authentic self.
Malik.
And I think that...
that's what I was talking about earlier, remember? Overcoming the fears that come upon you?
Yes.
Try to break your confidence? Yeah, yeah.
No.
So this guy right here...
Questions in the world.
Hey. This drummer, older guy, right? He's mind me of. He's funny because he mind me of the time. It was a time when I see older people. They used to say this. You know, that's an older person. You know why? You know, that's an older person because when older people when they talk, they don't let you even finish talking. You'll be talking about something important. They just interrupt you and say what they have to say.
That's right. We want dialogue or monologues, right?
Yeah. People have a lot to say.
And like, hey, this is a lot to show. I keep waiting for you to finish.
Yes, how's everybody doing? This is Brother Malik. Excuse me.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome, Brother Malik.
Hello,
yeah,
Brother
absolutely.
Malik.
Absolutely. I was hearing the tail end of the conversation. It sounds like the conversation I was having with my son.
Okay.
Yeah. It, you know, in an organic setup, you know, so often the parent wants the child, you know, because children, you know, at different levels, they have certain vibration levels that information that they obtain, you know, through the womb.
Yeah.
And it's so many things, huh? That parents don't necessarily think the kids recognize. And the kids be looking at
right.
the parents like, I'm recognizing it all along. I've been recognizing it 5 years ago. I hear parents talking to their
right.
kids. And they kind of, you know, lead their kid into the idea. And the kid saying, parents, you're talking about something long time ago. That's in your fantasy. I've been seeing this vision. I've been dealing with people. And that's what you get to see as a kid when things your parents tell you at times. You got to see how that, you see how that applies. To the world, you know, far
mm-hmm.
as how you interact in school, how you actually go to stores, how you actually go to the mall and travel, catch the bus, be with your cousins, you know, go to events, and you see how things, advice your parents give you, and it shows things about them. You get to really live through your parents in certain ways and see how they really, in the vulnerable and the insecurity that parents have. And the kids that's smart
yeah.
really see that, and they enhance. To become better, and they understand how to, you know, teach their parents on things their parents didn't realize they was doing.
You know,
yeah.
I think that's interesting you say that, man. I think that especially being a black parent, you know, I have to take it to that because that's what I am, a black parent. And at first, I'm a black man raising a young black man. And understanding, you know, growing up in the projects of San Francisco, Northern California, through the 80s, through the 90s, and on up to now, being able to survive all of the struggles that I've had to go through personally, and knowing that my son did not come up in the 80s, and he didn't come up in the 90s. He was actually born in 99. And so there's a stretch of reality that did not exist for him. You know, the stretch of reality that didn't exist for me is I didn't even know my father, you know. The stretch of reality that exists for my son is that he knew nothing but his father. You know, his dad was always going to be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the issue, though, is that the environment, though, actually works against black parenting. In terms of how we try to get our children to go out and do well in the world. And even though they already know, the idea is when you with your friends, don't act like you know too much because you got to be along with the gang. right? It's a tough reality. And you have the industries, you have the factories, you have the billionaires who are building industries to sell to young black minds in a way that makes it difficult for black parents to be able to navigate with their youth. So we tend to lose that connection with them because they're growing up in a different time. I know me and my son, we talk a whole lot about, you know, what it's like for him to go out and make friends, you know, and he's 20 years old. He's a grown man. But the thing is that he's a different kind of 20-year-old than I was when I was 20 years old coming up. You know what I mean? Because we came up in different times. He comes up in a time
different.
Where there's a black president, right?
Yes.
And then there's a Walmart manager. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
And then from a Walmart manager, the world falls apart. He's born in 1999 where, you know, Prince wrote the song, 1999, don't you want to go? You know, the world was supposed to end. Yeah. Well, we're living in a time where the world
Hold on a moment. It's a point in your conversation. It's like preparing a meal. In the journey, we prepare meals. So when we are going through the actual experience, it's already there because we are prepared for it. It's certain parts in our journey that we are almost throwing fast food. That means we are things in our life that's going to be trash, and we're going to look at them later, and it's going to be bags that we didn't want to have around us. So when we're pinning something out, you have to realize, you're pinning this out, this is not like it's in orbit where no one gets to hear this again. They get to hear this message, right? So it's important. Mm-hmm. That if you're clearing out something, make sure that it's something that you're going to better use later.
Oh, yeah. And I think as being a parent, when raising someone, you already making sure you're putting in the right thing. I mean, if you're a responsible parent, and it's not easy to be a responsible parent, having to go to work every day and coming back home, you know. But in terms of me being the kind of man that I've become, I'm a community activist. I work with over thousands and thousands of youth, young black men, showing them how to think. So because I have my one son, I've mastered that in a sense, but I haven't mastered the human being who my son is becoming, which is totally different than from anybody I've worked with because none of them had a father as Brother Malik. You know what I mean?
So
with that being said, I have a learning mission because as parents, or responsible parents, have a learning mission, something they need to learn from their children as they teach their children. And then later, those children are no longer children. They're adults. They go and do what they want to do, you know.
Yeah.
But the aim is how is the relationship developed where the youth understands they're building a legacy.
I know you're long winded, okay? I hear you're long winded. You're going so far. We got to put you on Bluetooth. Isn't that a Bluetooth there?
This stuff, man, it's real.
So the point this brother's making, it was a point. The thing is. Within the lesson that he's teaching, this is the thing that I realize with some people. Some people have very short capacity of focusing, right? Short attention span, right? So when we were talking about messages, we had hit that message almost like somebody, you know, people in your life come in, evil come in your life when you're so vulnerable. And you're thinking, oh, man, I think I just sit here and wait for a moment. And evil is just like how a spider web would sit there and wherever you at, I look at your car, you there, it's going to be a spider land on you. That's evil. So you don't have that actual time that people think they have when evil is on you. Evil attacks you fast. So you don't have that luxury to sit there in the pocket and sit there and take 50 Mike Tyson blows in your face. You have to be moving, right? So what I'm saying is, Yeah, you want, yeah, you made the valley even take the wood off my Tyson Foote, right?
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So what I'm saying to you is, you are extended parent, or you extending message to others, right? So what I'm saying to you, when you say your message is powerful, when someone has the time to sit down and take off their shoes and their spirit and actually get there and lay down and hear a bedtime spirit story, okay? But for those in ER need emergency, come on, doctor, get this nurse out of here. She's talking too much. Bring the doctor. I need some, like, you want that kind of bow, message bow. See, and I feel like a lot of times when we're hearing things and we get things in our life, sometimes we step back too long where evil already adjusted. And we said to say, well, you ready to go here? And the evil already said, oh, come on, bring your ass on there. I already had enough time to get lunch and everything. Have dinner. You come along all late. And after you know people that's successful in certain capacities, one of the things they always do, if you know anything about it, is they so goddamn consistent on multiple levels. They bop, bop, bop. They just keep doing. They don't sit around, procrastinate and take time. Now, those that are able to get to that level and able to crash, those most people, like, they ready to sit back and die at that point. But most people don't have that luxury to get to that point. You know, they just pretty much turn around the block. Most people ain't prepared to run a marathon, right? Or half K, right? So that is so important in the message we're telling anybody. I don't care if you're vision impaired. You're going through a journey. You're going through a journey. And this gentleman, I appreciate him taking the time to tell, because most people don't want to tell you nothing to help yourself. Okay, and they sit back and wait. Mm-hmm. They sit back and wait until all the things they could help you with, they wait till it's spoiled and then give it to you like it's important. After it's no good at that time. Our blessings and things that we are anointed and have different gifts at different levels. So our anointed ability is going to reach people at different frequencies, right? So people that are in the high altitude of the orbit, they don't need to have satellite Bluetooth with you, because they're another level, and it's going to be another what they call it, another journey within the journey to reach you, especially if they don't have that ability and caring, right? Because the more you go higher and higher and higher, if you don't realize the thing, the little steps, the average person, you will overstep them and run over them. You know what I mean? So it's so important. Everybody out there in Airways, I would say thank you. Listen to this show. This show is called All. I'm going to give you another program that I'm doing. It's called Satisfy the Greatest Within You. And we ran into a time factor, Rooney. We got 4 minutes, and I want to get around to the other guests. Tina, do you have anything to add to this discussion?
I just want to say that was a very good message that he just shared with us. Because it is very important that we connect with our children and not rely on the schools to teach our children. These parents that are freaking out because now they got kids at home and they don't know how to help them with their homework. Well, if they were helping them with their homework all along, then this would be no issue, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
What about you, Grandpa? What you got?
Grandpa.
Me?
Grandpa. Oh, wow. Now, Renzo, how did you become Grandpa?
I don't know about he put me there. He put me there.
Yeah.
He don't want to tell his age. How old are you, brother? I ain't a woman my age, man. What do you know my age for? Earlier I was asking this gentleman how old he was. He's like, hey, get your personal here, okay?
Well, only reason why I did that because you asked everyone else, but you didn't tell your age.
No, I told you my age.
If you want to ask people their age, well, you should put yours out there first, see? But, no, age has nothing to do with it, man. It's where you've been and what you've been doing. And have you been listening? Age does have a meaning in life. It does. Because older should be more mature and should know life a little bit more than some, you know.
That's
but
right.
We know I'm no smarter than you, and my age. People call you OG now. I'm like, okay, I'm an OG now.
You're an OG no more, man. You like triple OG now, okay?
Well, I'm like Mons Mabry said. Mons Mabry said, I guess her husband was, they said how old her husband was. She said he is older than water, older than dirt.
Oh,
uh-huh. That, I mean, if you know about Mom's Mabel.
Yeah, I know. She's a comedian. She's a comedian, and Whoopi Goldberg did a it's like a slash, like a documentary slash, like little bio piece on that. And yeah, and they were talking about they didn't know where she originally was born. They had like some kind of reference to where she was born at, and but yeah, we got. That's another topic, another show. I got 2 minutes. You gentlemen, I know I interrupt you in between your message. What do you have to say? Artist, painter, sculptor, what do you have to say?
I'm just appreciative of being with everyone. And again, please look me up online at Malik Seneferu, Malik's Art. I would love to be able to get to know each and every one of you personally. And invite you to some of my visits when we get out of this situation we're in. But of course, you'll see me creating online.
I gotta cut you off, bro. I got 30 seconds. Anybody else got anything to say? I got 30 seconds.
This is Cassandra. Yeah, this is Cassandra. I just want to give Brother Malik my props. I raised 5 children alone as
Thank
a single
you.
Black woman.
Oh,
and
I want to say you got to pause it. We ain't got no time now. I got 15 seconds. This is to me. I got to wrap this up. This is comedian OK. And hold on a moment. I'll talk with y'all after the show is over. It's gonna cut off and I'll talk to y'all. This is comedian OK. Thank y'all for tuning in to Satisfying the Greatness Within Y'all. I said y'all, change the damn name title. Within Yourself. And stay tuned next week. We have more conversation. Next week, we're going to aim for an hour so everybody can talk as long as they need to talk to get their message across. Okay? This is like a spiritual meeting. Okay? Take care.
All right. Remain ready.
Hold on a second. It's all on. It's over. So what you're saying, you can say what you're saying. Yeah.
Hey, Brother Malik.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Is Brother Malik still here?
I think he
left. What I was saying is that the message I got from what he was saying is that as a black man raising black men, it's not an easy job, but you have to learn from your child as well as teach them. And that's what I heard him say. I don't know, that's why I wish he was still on the call to verify that. But that's the message I got from what he was saying.
Yeah, of course. You know, I have 2 sons, and I'm a musician all my life. I raised 2 boys, and they're musicians now. But like the Bible say, a child would show the way. A child will lead the way. Once a man, twice a child also. And
you're right about that. But, see, the thing is what I was saying to you, Malik, is when the narrative, remember I was saying about the narrative, if we're coming to narrative and you jumping out of that into other things, vibration levels get different messages, right? So what I'm saying, if you're running the show and it's about older people, this is hypothetically, right? And then I come in, older people would think that I was being disrespectful to you because that's how their mind is wired, right, to a degree, right? So when unfamiliar territory with younger people, a lot of people feel younger people are disrespectful to older people. So when an older person shows the highlight of what a message is from a younger standpoint and let the message carry all the way through, then they get to see it from another viewpoint of an elder that's showing them a different option, a different way. But if you just come in the same way that a lot of older people come, in that kind of like barbaric kind of, in a way that they're spreading a message, you're missing part of what I'm trying to give you that you're not allowing me to give you the alley-oop. I want you to dunk it, but I don't want you to steal the ball out of my hand before I give you the alley-oop. So earlier about the age, I told you I was 37. I don't know if you heard that part, but I said I was 37. And that's the part I told you earlier. I don't know if you, if your phone went down that part, because partial of the message, you came back on the phone.
I'm sorry, but that came after the fact. I don't think he was. I don't think age is an issue. I don't with any of us right now. I think we're on a positive message, what we're saying, and getting together just to talk. And you know, that's, I don't think age has anything to do with it right now. I really don't. No.
I have
no,
to agree.
What, but I'm saying that
I think
age does from a whole. But what I'm saying is, most people do not have common sense. Most people do not see. Wisdom.
The virtue of common sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So most people don't see. So you have two black guys talking loud, and just they being loud. They're not angry, right? So what I'm saying is, huh? Say that again.
Go ahead.
I said yes. We agree.
And then, yeah. And so it's in the African culture to speak with certain vibration tone, right? So if you was on the side of the jungle, and I'm talking loud, you can hear me on the side of the jungle, right? But we in these damn cities with these different kind of frequency, it ain't need for you to necessarily be that loud, but you still got that in your vibration level. Yeah, mega loud, like we still doing it, and it's at vibration level, right? And we've been taken away from that, and we've been taken away from that, so we are kind of neglected on the balance of what we are, right? Life is about balance. And when you're unbalanced, things that meant to come right to you is slide away from you because the balance is not right. And society, this thing that we talk about society, that is in itself, that is a different, that's a different kind of instrument you're doing, right? So when you're talking about family and we need to stick together with family, that's a very important part. But guess what we're missing? To talk about a child or talk about, to be there for the child to speak for itself. Now, see, it's parts of that. It looks like decoration, right? But it's no party, okay? So to have a party, people got to be there, right? So my message is for people that's young, because a lot of people I hear is young, ain't able to talk for themselves. You got somebody talking for them. And that is a part of translation that it missed a lot of airwaves, right? So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get those narratives where the father's talking about the son, and the son is there, and it's like, yeah, my father. Like, he can say, oh, yeah. And the young kid like, oh, this guy, he ain't peeing smoke up my ass. His son really cared for him, and the son's saying that. Because I have parents, a lot of parents say, oh, my kid listen to me. And the kid be like, I don't listen to that motherfucker. I ain't fuck with him like that.
Hey, look, my son's going to listen to nothing I say. But I have other kids that do. Like all the kids I teach, oh, they respect me highly. But my boys look at, oh, here he comes again. Look at you know, but that's how it is.
That's normal.
But I think,
yeah.
I think in time, you know, when they're like in their 40s, they go, oh, man, my dad was a hip cat, man. But right now,
yeah,
they're not going to listen to nothing, man. These cats, they know it all. I can't tell them nothing.
were they raised in California or were they raised out of state?
No, they were raised right here, man. And man, I spent a lot of
yeah.
talking to kids. I'm just going to summarize. I'm paraphrase. My son, 14 years old, played with Stevie Wonder on America's Got Talent with Kehlani
wow.
singing. That's my son on drums. My other son
wow.
played saxophone. Went to Marcellus, studied at Cal Berkeley at 13 to 18, got a scholarship. Yeah, and I took them all there. Now, they look at me and go, oh, you ain't done nothing. You ain't done nothing.
Wow.
I just look at them and go, okay. I said, I wish I had a dad like me.
how old is your son now? How old is your son?
I have one that's 23 and one that's 26. And they were the
oh,
Oakland. I used to teach. I taught the Oakland School for the Arts. I taught drums there.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Kehlani went there. Zendaya went there. And so my sons had a group with Kehlani. They were called Pop Life, produced by Tony. And
okay.
They're on America.
Okay.
They're on America's Got Talent. They beat out all the bands. And but let me tell you something. They sound great, but boy, I went through hell.
Yeah.
I had to share this story with you one day. But I got some talented boys now. They can play. But a man, I can't. Hey, a comedian. Okay, I can't tell them nothing.
Hey, what do you think they're doing next week? You think we can get them on the show next week?
Yeah. I tell you what, my son's dropping a CD. He's dropping a new CD. His name is Ranzel Pretty Boy. if you go on YouTube, you put in Ranzel / Pretty Boy, Pretty Boy the Ghetto, and you'll see his past videos. He's writing. He's an engineer. He engineered the music. He wrote the music. He mixed. I taught him all that, but you know what? Daddy ain't did nothing. He got a full scholarship, went to school in New York, at the new school, went to Berklee School of Music, but I ain't did nothing. And I did was play drums for a living. My father left my mother with four of us at 7 years old. And so I'm
7 years old?
I'm around you. I was 8 years old when my father left. And but anyway, that's a long story. You know what I'm going to do? When this subsides, this craziness, I'm going to invite all you guys. I want you to stay in touch with each other because this is a special moment. This is a biblical moment.
It's
like the prophets.
Yeah.
We're in the cave.
Yeah.
We're the prophets in the caves. We're writing a new scroll of love. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to be on the road now. We're writing a new scroll. And we're in the cave. And we're going to come together. and when this is over with, I'm going to invite all of you guys to one of my gigs. And we're going to sit down and have a soda or a cocktail and get to know each other.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
You know what I'm looking to do, right?
Uh-huh.
I was looking to build an organic platform that almost sounded like you went to a play, but it's almost like some kind of, multiple function performing platform. So it definitely can be done that we can create something where we can be around each other. In a capacity where it will draw the people in a different way.
That's right. Go ahead.
We don't add no more, man. It's free. It's freedom of speech.
I don't want to interrupt you, comedian in L.A. I mean, wait a minute. Who gave you that name, brother? What's your real name?
What's my real name?
You sound like a monster. You're not a Marshall. Sound like a friend of mine, Al Marshall, drummer. You don't know Al Marshall, do you?
No, is Al Marshall like an old guy? I don't know that Al Marshall.
No, he's not an old guy. He's a musician, but you have a voice just like his family, his brothers and siblings.
Yeah. How old is he?
And probably in his early 50s, maybe 50 now.
Yeah, you say he's a young guy. So he must be older than that because you say he's 50. I'm in my 30s.
Well, you could be his son. Maybe you're his son.
my father's from Nigeria.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I spent a lot of time in Nigeria.
It's people from Nigeria that have name OK, but the reason I came with OK, I had OK for... I wanted to name when I created it. I usually use Preach. That was the name I've been using all my life, Preach. So So I've been using Preach because so many people start using the name Preach, and I was like, I don't want to use this name Preach any longer. And so I disconnect from Preach, and I just made OK. It's a very simple name, and people use OK like. It was a very simple connection.
All the time.
Yeah.
Very unique, my brother.
But I had to change it because they got OK potatoes, they got OK cleaners, so the thing.
Ben, how many times have you changed your name?
You want to know the truth? About 20 times? 20 times plus?
I can tell.
Huh? Yeah, I changed it. I had it. It was organic. It's organic. Okay, October 4/9/3, and then now I'm just comedian.
I like
comedian
you. I like
organic.
You, brother. I like you, brother.
I appreciate it.
I gotta meet you.
You bet, man. I got your card.
I gotta meet you, man. We must.
You see me? That's I got your card.
I'm gonna go. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no, so man. We end for next.
I enjoyed this day. I'm glad I called. I wasn't gonna call. I said, what is this? I said, yeah, FBI or somebody, you know. Undercover. I thought you were undercover, brother.
No.
I'm glad I called. I'm glad we touched base. And with the lovely ladies online, and you ladies are very nice. You seem very, your voice, you seem very humble, very open. I like that. I can feel it. I can feel it. You know.
Thank
He's
you.
A good master of ceremony. He's good. I mean, you
he
are
is.
Good. Okay, you are the master of ceremony. I like your style, man. You come, bam.
That's right.
You take charge. That's the way you're supposed
That's
to be,
right.
man.
Yeah, but I can tell the ladies behind. I can tell, you know, I've been around a lot of you know intellect type of women that were scholars, doctors, lawyers, everything, and they have that capacity. I can sense that they have a lot behind their wisdom that is very deep harvest. You know, even when they don't say much, I can sense a lot. Am I right?
Yeah, thank you.
You're right.
Even without having those qualifications like that, I mean, just they seem very wise with wisdom. You know, wisdom is something you don't learn in school. Wisdom is something you're blessed with.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can get a degree, but that doesn't mean they have wisdom.
That's right. That's right.
Wisdom is something that it's in your family, it's in the blood, it comes through nourishing. In certain different situations where the truth is always love is always there. That's when wisdom comes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna give you some more wisdom, okay? Be careful when you're talking to intellect and women that don't talk much. Because what they're not saying out loud, they think it. So don't just think it, they just quiet. They think it's something they ain't saying. So
that's I just said that in a word.
It's a plus line.
Very, 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 very educated. Trust me, I can tell. But
I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead, okay? So I'm gonna leave my words slide out.
Okay. Nice talking to you guys.
Okay. Right. Nice talking to you.
Thanks to
you all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.